Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from the Washington RV and Events Center for my fifth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference. We have an incredible conference going on today. It's free if you'd like to come down with $125 for the rest of the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. The address is 9101 Stillicum Road here in beautiful Olympia, Washington, just off of exit 111. Our website, if you need more directions or information, is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And there's just two brief things I want to mention. After this conference on from April 21st to April 28th, I'll be taking a small group of people to meet Hopi elders on the future of humanity down at the Hopi Reservation in Arizona. Last year, we were able to raise over $30,000 to buy water filters. So now every single member of the Hopi tribe in Arizona now has clean water for the first time in decades. And I'm so happy about that. They were literally drinking water contaminated with uranium and arsenic. Nobody would help him, but we stepped in, and thanks to my show, Leon McLaughlin of the Clean Water Foundation, Martha Chowdhury, Mitch Kohayashi, we all fundraised and were able to get the monies together, especially from a wonderful lady named Teresa in Idaho. And Teresa, thank you so much for your wonderful contribution, who donated $30,000. We also had some more contributions come in too. The proceeds from this trip will continue. We'll also helping the Hopi with clean water. We've also found out that the Navajo Indians, who live right next to the Hopi, also have contaminated carcinogenic and arsenic flavored water. So we're starting a new program now to help them with that. And with that, I'd like to welcome my good friend Emmanuel Eiter, who's just flew in yesterday from Los Angeles. He's produced many wonderful films, including The Shamanic Trekker, The Cure, which I'm in, and many, many wonderful films. Emmanuel, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure, Ted. It's a pleasure to be with you. Yeah. So, yeah, as you said, tonight we're going to show The Cure.
That's right.
I invite people to come down. It's at 7:15, I believe.
7:15, yeah.
7:15, and then you and I will do a Q&A after that.
Q&A after that.
So The Cure, what is it? Well, it's really a journey around the world through health, medicine, nutrition, the environment. Mm-hmm. It's called The Cure, Healing the Mind, Healing the Body, Healing the Planet. So hopefully with the like of Ted Marr, but also Deepak Chopra, Michael Beckwith, Sean Stone, many cancer specialists, healers from around the world, hopefully that would be a very enlightening, inspiring documentaries to check out.
The one thing I like about your work, Emmanuel, you're always in a good mood that I've seen.
That's the only mood you have to be, you know. Yeah, yeah. If not, just quiet and disappear. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. No, actually, and you can see that in Emmanuel's movies too, because they're always written in a very positive, uplifting way of doing things, you know. And there is an alternative to Big Pharma, and Emmanuel, through his work, is showing people the way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we go through several shamanism method, but healing method as well in the movie. But we are not putting on the side any modern method as well. You know, it's somebody that, you know, when asked about, for example, vaccine, I say, well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, you know, and everybody has his own point of view on the question. I think it's about having a conversation, and that's what this movie is about. It's not about putting down any possibilities. It's about checking the possibilities, analyzing them, experiencing them, and seeing what works for you. Because on top of that, we are all different specimens. We are a unique specimen. So whatever healing method is going to work on you might not work on you, Ted, and vice versa. So it's kind of silly to try to always generalize the way to heal. You know, it's more the ways to heal.
Now, one thing I wanted to ask you too, man, you produced quite a few other films, haven't you?
Yeah, this is my fifth feature documentary. As you said, I started with one called The Invocation. That was 10 years ago, about the notion of God. So the word notion is very important because it's really an exploration of that notion of all, from religion to spirituality, but also through quantum physics. So that was the first one. Then we did a movie, I did a feminist movie made by a macho idiot, which is me, called Femme, Women Healing the World. And then, as you said, I was hired to go to the High Andes and do a picture on the Queros Indians, and shamans in that part of the world, which was amazing. And then the cure that you're part of. And also, we just completed another movie called We the People, A Re-Evolution of Economics and Politics. Because as we see, economics and politics have been largely prostituted and exploited by all type of people of bad faith, you know, and look at us now being at war with each other for no reason. I mean, really, there is no reason today for poverty, for misery, for pandemic, when we've got all these resources, whether it's tons of money available, geniuses, you know, tools, technology. So it pisses me off that, you know, our politicians are keep talking instead of shutting it up and going to work, you know. And counting on us to work all the time. That's a little bit tiring.
Emmanuel, you should be our president.
Well, I'm going to do that in France in 10 years, so watch out. Here, you know, I wasn't born here, so my way of doing politics is doing these movies, and I think it's as good as I can. But in France, watch out. I'm coming back.
Okay, wonderful. Emmanuel, do you have a website people could go to look at your work?
Absolutely. So first, you know, all our movies are on the internet, on iTunes, on Amazon, on Voodoo, Xbox, In Demand, and on and on and on. So just type my name, Emmanuel, E-T-I-T-I-E-R, on Google, and you'll see the crap lot of stuff on me and find my titles. My site is called Wonderland Entertainment. It's wonderlandentgroup.com, entgroup.com. And tonight I will have a bunch of DVDs. So if you want to buy it from me, it's only $10 a piece. He gets 30% as a good commissioner. And so be generous and buy it.
Okay. Thank you, Emmanuel, so much for being here. I really appreciate your wonderful work.
Let's really keep walking.
All right. I'd like to next bring up Denise Burlett, if she's here. Good, there you are. I didn't see you for a minute. Denise, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, great. Actually, my last name is Barrett.
Barrett,
B-A-R-R-E-T-T, good Irish name.
Okay.
I'm living in Portland.
Okay.
My day job is a very interesting one in which I work in disaster preparedness. But for a long time, the backdrop of my life. Working in healing. And a year ago when I came to this conference, I was just about a month away from going to Japan, to Tokyo, to actually study at with the Emoto group, including Michiko, who's here, of course, Hiro and Yoshi, who I guess couldn't make it this year.
Yeah, couldn't make it.
I came back to Portland and started an enterprise and launched it in September. It's called Haihado LLC. It's www.haihado.com. And my interest is everything from structured water, or I guess what some would call easy water. But essentially, the whole conversation around sacred geometry is really also attuned to water, because sacred geometry gets more complex in water because of the information and the intelligence that water is holding. And we start with structured water because that's the most molecular cohesive. It's like our bio waters. It's the best water in nature that we find EMF also negatively affects our water.
I want to tell you something very important too. Tomorrow morning, for those here, at 9:30 a.m., we have one of the world's most famous water scientists coming, Dr. Jerry Pollack, who's a wonderful friend of mine. He's the one who discovered easy water.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to meet him. Plus, I see on your table you have a whole bunch of Flaska bottles.
I do.
Could you tell people what is Flaska?
Yeah, so Flaska is a bottle designed in Slovenia. So it's sold out of Slovenia. And in cooperation with some German scientists as well. But it really takes on, this bottle has a sacred geometry imprinted into the silica of the bottle. The bottle is telling water, like tap water, to go back to the highest form of water that you can. Again, that's that whole intelligence transfer and trying to use sacred geometry to imprint the water. The other thing I do, welcome anybody who wants. I have the Kazutama System 2 from Japan as well. And I can do energy field readings as well as imprint water with frequencies that will be beneficial to people's health and what I feel is conscious transformation.
Yeah. Well, I'm so honored to have you here today, Denise.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're in the area, please stop by and see her. She's a wonderful lady. She's over there in the corner. Let's see. I'd like to bring up my good friend, Aaron Cooper, who has an incredible business making Orgon devices to protect you from electromagnetic waves, pollution, I guess negative entities too. You'll have to tell me a little bit about your business, Aaron, please.
Thank you, Ted. I guess to sum it up, ultimately, my intention was to deliver a product that helped us not allow certain things that we maybe don't really see in front of us very easily that kind of hold us back, you know, fatigue our bodies, make us feel, you know, tired when it's 3 p.m. in the day when we really should have tons of energy. But maybe we're sitting next to a computer or maybe around some heavy electronics. So what I'm trying to do is create a product that will allow us to be stable and not allow these electronics or other devices to physically make us weaker. And, you know, the products that we use are natural crystals. They're giving us something that we fully don't understand yet. And what we do understand is that, you know, there's some excellent ways that we can look at it. Kinesiology is an excellent way of testing the effects that crystals can have on our body. You know, the products that we use, you know, we can see how the cell phone is affecting that product and how that product can protect us. But anyways, Better Earth Research and Development is my company, and BRADAmerica.com is the site where we have our products. So thanks so much for having me, Ted.
Yeah, Aaron's a good man. And also, could you give out your website or email address where people could contact you?
BRADAmerica.com. That's B-E-R-A-D, America.com, or info@BRADAmerica.com. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Aaron, for sharing your wisdom. We really appreciate it. We've got lots of other people here today, and I'd like to bring out my next guest. Could you please give your name to my audience, please?
My name is Ms. Nicole Chisholm.
Okay, great, Nicole. Yes, I remember. I'm so glad you got here.
Thank you. It was a struggle, but we got here.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful, yeah. Nicole. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
And what kind of work do you do?
I have a little store in Tacoma called The Siren Song. I spell it the French way, Siren.
Okay.
And I specialize in helping people who have survived trauma, terminal illnesses, by using their voice to manifest their desires.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me, how does that work?
It depends. Try not to get too close to your energy. We use a variety of techniques, but in order to get what you want, you need to learn how to ask for it.
Okay.
And it depends on what it is you're trying to manifest.
Okay.
It could be good health. It could be intuitive work. All
right. Okay.
Anything.
All right.
But I find that people who have survived trauma or who have survived terminal illnesses have learned how to survive and have stopped living.
Oh, okay.
So I try to teach them how to use their voice to ask what they want.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Thank you.
That you're the first person I've ever met who does that particular kind of work.
I don't think I've ever heard of it either. It came to me one day when my doctor told me I was sick from being stressed my entire life. And then I had to learn how to use my voice to ask what.
Wow. Did it come like an angelic message to you to do this kind of work? Or?
Well, I've been psychic my whole life and they've never told me anything about it. And then one day it just came out of nowhere. Through some work I was doing energetically.
Well, that's great. Could you give out your email or contact information where people could reach you?
My email is Miss Nicole, and that's spelled with a K, so it's MissNicole.
Okay.
@ Sirensong, SirenesSong.com.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I'm so glad you could share that. And thank you so much for being here today.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate
nice
it.
To meet you.
And I want you, of course, you met Emmanuel earlier. He's a great man. He's interested in healing as well. My next guest is Mary Standing Bear. She's a fantastic psychic from the Tacoma area. And she's got a heart of gold, too. And she truly cares about humanity. And I always enjoy talking to her because she has a wealth of knowledge. Mary, introduce yourself to my audience.
Hello, I'm Mary. What? How could you claim an Indian name? My grandmother was half Indian. She taught me many things. And the teachings that I was raised with attracted me in 1980 to a very, very powerful medicine person who was an Ojibwe holy man named Sun Bear. I apprenticed with him for 12 years. And in that apprenticeship, many things happened, but one of them is I learned how to read the earth stones and do the medicine wheel consultations that I do now, and discovered many things, including the psychic gift, because I'm not just reading what appears on those stones. If two clients come to me and each person happens to draw the same stone, which does happen infrequently, then their reading is going to be different. And that's where the psychic ability comes in. I love helping people. Very often, the readings that come up show what's going on in their lives. I've been reading since 1987, and all I know is that these stones do not lie. They always seem to bring out what's happening with a person. When I'm doing a reading, the very first thing that happens is a concern a person has. Any reading I do can be answered, can be in regards to a question, if they want it to be. But whether they ask a question or not, a concern emerges that they have. And then there are four other stones in a short reading that I do. One is the physical. That has to do with their home, their health, geographic location, and whether they need to move or not, and something to do with their survival income and who they interact with casually on an everyday basis. The next thing is their mental part of their life, and that means right livelihood, that which they're good at, love doing, lose track of time when they do it because it's fun. Then there are the emotional stones and the spiritual stone. Those are relationship to oneself and others and relationship to themselves and the Creator. That's what my short reading consists of. And truly, I've done this for a long time, and I really do love helping others. That's the basis of my work as a reader.
Well, thank you so much, Mary, for being here today. And I'm really honored to have you here. You're a great reader. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
My next guest is a wonderful reader named Cindy Hamilton. She does a lot of work at what's called the Crystal Spirit Bookstore and Spiritual Center in Tacoma. And Cindy, thank you so much for coming on today.
Appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about your work.
Oh, my specialty is tea leaf readings. I make this delicious herbal tea that's very beneficial for your health, and it's called my Witch's Brew. And you drink the tea leaves, and it acts as a timeline, and I can answer your questions for you. I'm an artist. I have a book called The Enchanted Quest for Happiness. It's a book that helps inspire people to find their happiness within. I have a shop, like you said, in Tacoma at the Crystal Spirit. I do energy work there. I also lead a shamanic journey the first Friday of every month at the Crystal Spirit. Take people on a journey, meditation. My intention is to uplift people's, shift their consciousness into the fifth dimension. And yeah.
You've done tea leaf readings for me before, and she's very accurate. And, you know, there's all these different incredible, carefully talented people here. And, you know, Emmanuel does film. Dr. Rocha does medicine. Dr. Todd does medicine. Carol White does her aura readings. Mary Beckman does it through psychic readings. But and myself through my radio and television shows, but we're all trying to make the world a better place. And that's what I'm really impressed with, because the people here truly care about humanity and making this world a better place. So thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. Next, I have to thank this wonderful wonderful person and her husband for inviting us out for a wonderful potluck at their home last night, Dragon's Gate Gardens. It's an incredible place. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what kind of work you do.
Thank you, Ted. Hi, I'm Ariel Rose, and I'm the owner and librarian of Dragon's Gate Garden, that's home to more than 15 tons of giant museum crystals that were once the private collection of Leah Stilef. He gave value to the giant stones before anybody else did in the world, and installed five or more major museum collections in the world. And I've been very blessed to become the caretaker for his private collection, the one that he collected over his lifetime and was near and dear to his heart. And he calls these the special collection, the fairy tale crystals, which is very appropriate. I work with the Earth Mother's grid with the giant crystals, and I teach that work, and I teach people how to utilize the minerals and the stones in their lives to enhance their life. For many of the others here speak, we are all vibration, we are all frequency. And being in the presence of the stones, especially the giants, helps raise and trains us to a higher vibration, to be in a better connection with the Earth Mother, and help us with this great transmutation that we're going through together with her. And it's a great honor to be here with this wonderful community. And all of us together are working on raising the collective consciousness for the betterment of all.
And also,
thank you, Ted.
I want you to please give out your website so people can get more information on the kind of work you do.
You can find us at dragonsgategardens.com. And we have a festival that focuses on all these different modalities once a year. And that is the Tree of Life Festival. And you can find that at thetreeoflifefestival.com.
Wonderful people. I urge everyone to attend their events. It's a beautiful area. We were down there last night, and I felt like we were just surrounded by tons and tons of lots and lots of angels and angelic light. And my next guest is a wonderful lady named Nancy Seals. And she does, her specialty is looking into a person's eyes and telling you what's wrong or what's good about you. And Nancy, tell us a little bit about your work.
Well, yes, I do look into people's eyes, but there's several other things I do when I put all my information together. I like to know your birthday because that often tells me if you're meeting up with some challenges you're not dealing with. I read toes, tongues, fingernails, birthdays, you name it. Now, when I look into your eyes, I'm looking at the color. The iris is what you're born with. The whites is the pathologies that are going on in your body. And the first thing, if I'm just going around the room looking at people's eyes, I would just look at in their right eye about 7:30 and look at the liver. The liver is the first area that has to be healed and cleansed. If you're working from that perspective. So then I give you not so much of what you inherited, but because of our age that we're in now, it's more like what you're dealing with today. So it's very thorough. It comes from China. It's the oldest way of diagnosing, and I can't use that word because they'll come out and arrest me, but the oldest way of analyzing the body from top to bottom. And it's very, very effective. I see all your veins. I can tell whether they're congested. I can tell whether you have heart problems coming on. I read everything, but I have to be very careful because it's called a body analysis. Anything else?
You can say anything you want. I promise I won't arrest you, okay?
Okay. Well, I've been doing this for 41 years. My cousin had cancer of the brain. They gave her 90 days to live, and I said the doctors were crazy. And then I'm finding out just how crazy they were. My mother had cancer of the lung, and I told her that what I saw in her eye, she could not take chemotherapy. She took the chemotherapy. She died within 3 months, but she had a grand mal seizure immediately after. So I know what I'm talking about. I can see radiation. I can see all kinds of things like that. And parasites. Wow.
Wow. And Nancy, how can people get reach you?
What do you want me?
We need your phone number, and where people can call you at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning would be good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 360-556-3556, and you can leave me a message. That's so easy, none of you will get it right. 360-556-3556.
Okay, well, that's great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you, Ted. And thank everybody guys all help me when I get into trouble, because I'm not Miss Perfect because I know so much. It's harder for me to stay with a rigid program even because I'm traveling. I just get to into the liver cleanse.
Hello, friends. Thank you so much for being patient. We lost the connections there. I'd like to bring up Jane, if she's there from the Triad. Nope, looks like she's disappeared. Too bad. That's too bad. If you find her, please have her come up. I want to thank everyone for listening today. When my friend Jason Armstrong comes in from Canada, we'll be giving a joint presentation from my book called Messages from the Masters, with messages from Professor Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, the Galactic Alliance, and many, many wonderful spirits. Also, too, I wanted to tell you, too, for those being here on Sunday morning, we'll be having come by the United Kingdom, giving us a presentation first thing in the morning. Of course, first thing in the morning in England, it's late in the afternoon his time. That'll be followed by presentations by Zora from the Hollow Earth. He does it. Zora comes in through his son, Billy Fay Woodard. And what happens is that they switch out souls. Billy's soul goes into the Hollow Earth, and his dad's soul comes in to inhabit his body. If that's not enough out of this world, they have an incredible. They always say these incredible things, and it's from the perspective of the fifth dimension. Because when you're in the fifth dimension, when you're in the fifth dimension, you have a very different kind of perspective on things. We are moving into the fifth dimension now. We exist here in the third dimension. The fourth dimension's time, and the fifth dimension is where there's no time like we have it here. People can communicate telepathically. Zora himself is human, just like us, but their skin color is more greenish-based, and it's greenish-based because it's a copper-based blood system. I don't understand it completely, but they are human, they're benevolent, and they do love us and care about us deeply. And I think my friend Jason from Vancouver, Canada, has just arrived. Oh, how nice. Wonderful to have you. I want to bring on Jane from the Triad first, quickly. Hi, Jane. So glad to have you here. Tell us a little bit about your work.
Hi, everybody in Radio Land out there, and everybody here at the wonderful conference we're having. My God, you guys who are not here, who are out there in your cars or out at home, you need to come on down here because this is fabulous. You cannot believe all the information, all the beautiful products. It's going to enlighten you. It's going to set your world on fire. Get on out here. I know what I'm talking about. We have this kind of stuff at the Triad Theater, and this is quality. This is A1 quality. The things you're going to see here, you will not see at any little common little, you know, astral, you know, psychic fear. Yeah, no. This is much, much higher quality. So please come down. The information that you're going to hear is amazing. Ted, by the way, he's going to have Simon Parks. He's going to be interviewing him, and so many other people. Is Colonel Woodard, you going to get him too?
Yeah,
maybe?
He's going to be here. Yeah.
Oh, my God. These are like top stars, man. You will not believe what you're going to be hearing. So get your asses on down here, and we will be looking forward to seeing you.
Okay, thank you, Jane. Also, before you forget, I wanted to tell you that you're having a UFO fest at the end of August at the Thurston County Fairgrounds.
And you're
right?
going to be performing there, and so will Machiko. Machiko's going to be there. I mean, she is so awesome. She's here tonight, and she is the light of the world, letting people know what water molecules are all about and how water has a memory and will, can affect your bodies, can affect your whole lives. The information is amazing. We're going to have to bring her back from Japan for this particular show too. So come on down. You can see her right now, today or tomorrow, and you can see her at the Earth UFO Fest. It's our third UFO Fest. We got bigger and better. So now we're going to be at the Thurston County Fairgrounds. So write that down, last weekend of August, not July, because I don't want you sweating to death and having a heat stroke. We've moved it to August, and it's better because there'll be meteors and lots of stuff happening in the sky. So keep looking up.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jane. I'd like to introduce briefly Carolyn's husband, Jerry. He also does a lot of aura photography. He's a fascinating fellow. Jerry, why don't you say a couple of words, and then I'm going to bring on my friend Jason from Canada.
Hello, Radioland. My wife and I, Carolyn, do aura photography, and it's a wonderful way to analyze your energy systems. We've been doing this for many years, and it's been a pleasure to assist people one at a time.
Wonderful, Jerry. Well, you have your, they do both wonderful work, and they've got a heart of gold, and they're truly interested in helping humanity. Thank you, Jerry, for coming on. Appreciate it so much. Jason, please come on up. Jason and I will be giving a joint presentation right after this, the radio show ends, starting at 4:15, about 5:15, on my book, Messages from the Masters. And Jason, since he was on my show, or with me at Mount Shasta last September, has been channeling Adama. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but... do you mind if I tell them your experience with your eyesight?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Jason was with me at Mount Shasta last September, 2018. And during that trip, Jason came up to me and he said they'd healed his eyesight. I said, who's they? And he said, Adama. And he basically threw his glasses away that he'd worn for, what, 25 years? Something like that? 20 years?
Probably more than that, but yeah.
Yeah, 30 years maybe, give or take. You know, after a while, when you get older, you know, you stop counting for birthdays. You don't want to remember them anymore. But anyway, and then Jason had this message for me at the campsite. We were camped at Mount Shasta. He said, Adama would like to talk to me. Now, Adama is the high priest of Telos, the hollow earth. And I said, I'd love to talk to him. So that night, he did talk to me. He said that I could now see crystal clear spiritually, and it was time for me to see crystal clear physically. And for the last, I don't know how many years, 40, 30 odd years, I've had blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye after I looked at the sun when I was in college, stupidly. And I sunburned the retina, and I had 20/50 vision in that eye. Well, I woke up the next morning, and I couldn't believe it. I looked outside the campsite, and suddenly all of the trees, everything was crystal clear. And I've since been tested, and I have 20/10 crystal clear vision in both eyes. Don't need glasses, don't need anything. And Adama has told me that I'll be going back again with Jason this July and September. And he has said that there will be more miracles happening this year as well. I had a lady on my trip. It was back in 2016, September 2016. And she had fibromyalgia for the last 25 years. Her doctors, well-meaning, but they didn't know how to treat her, so they kept giving her all these drugs and painkillers, and she was sick of it. She was tired of being on oxycodone and God knows what else they were prescribing her. And she said, I really needed some help. So she came up in the mountains, she prayed, meditated, and they brought her in one night into the hollow earth. They bathed her in this golden light, brought her back to the campsite. And today she's completely free of fibromyalgia, completely healed. Another lady who was on my trip in September of 2017, a lady named Tammy from Minnesota, for privacy's sake, for reasons I won't give you your last name, but She had been crippled for the past 25 years and needed crutches or a wheelchair to get around. So she came into the campground late. Her flight was late. So she parked in the campground in this van, the rental van where she was sleeping. And the Sasquatch surrounded, she said the Sasquatch surrounded her van about 2 o'clock in the morning. They contacted her telepathically. I know this sounds out of this world, but that's what the kind of topics we discuss here on my program. And they asked her if she wanted a healing for her legs. And she said, yes. At that point, a benevolent extraterrestrial craft from the hollow earth came above her van. Like on Star Trek, they sent a beam of light into the van. The top of the van opened up. She was beamed aboard their craft. She was given a new set of legs. He completely healed from the ones she'd been crippled for, I don't know, 25 or 30 years, put back in the van. The next morning, I get up, we're having breakfast, and here's this lady running around, screaming at the top of her lungs, they've healed me. And she was laughing and giddy, and we all thought she might have been on drugs. So we finally calmed her down, and I got a hold of her, and I said, who healed you? Are you okay? Have you been taking drugs or anything? And she said, no. They've healed me. And I said, who's they? And they said, Adama, the people of Telos healed me. I don't need my crutches anymore. She threw them away. She came back down. Remember meeting her? She came back last year again. And I've been told miracle healings will occur. I can't guarantee that if you go on the trip that they'll occur on each individual basis, because the timing has to be right, and you've got to be of high vibration for it. If you're positive and open to it, they will heal you. That's what I've been told from Adama. So I want to tell you, and the trip is affordable. It's only $200 per person, includes free camping. All you have to do is just make it to Mount Shasta. On this year's trip in July, we have people coming from as far away as England, Italy, South America, parts of Canada. I think we have more people coming from outside the United States than coming from the United States, but that's fine. And I'm so happy many people are coming. Now, I've been talking quite a bit. We have still a lot of time. Jason, please introduce yourself to my audience.
Hello, I'm Jason. A pleasure to meet you.
Great. And was everything that was correct? Wasn't it about the eyesight I told my audience just now about what had happened to you?
Yes, I can see crystal clear now.
Amazing. They gave me a message recently. They'll be working on my ears next because I do have a 10% hearing loss in my right eye and tinnitus, and especially my right ear, I've had for many, many years. So I'm looking forward to the day where I have silence again. That'll be the new thing. That's been about 40 odd years since I've had silence. So it'll be very interesting. That'll be amazing. Yeah, I think amazing. If you don't mind, could you bring in Adama now and maybe bring some messages if he's not busy or having lunch or traveling somewhere or driving? I don't know.
Usually I go into a light trance.
Okay.
To do this.
Okay.
So.
Do you need to sit down, or do you need maybe a glass of wine or something to help your focus, your attentions?
That would put more holes in the aura.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice. That's true. It will. Yeah, it would. Okay.
Maybe just sit down.
Okay. Here, why don't you?
How we'll work with the microphone.
Okay. Well, we can bring the microphone over. That's okay. Here, go ahead and sit down, Jason. I'll take this off. So you've got a little bit easier.
I usually have my eyes.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. I will keep talking. I will keep talking while you go into your trance. And Jason before has given messages which were extremely accurate. And I've been really impressed with his abilities. Actually, when he was Jason, if you like, go into a trance and just let me know, or write me a letter or something when you're ready to go. So Jason was invited to go physically into Telos in the Hollow Earth when we were there last September. But it turned out that the timing was not right. The timing's got to be right for something like this. It's like a healing. The timing has to be right for a healing as well. And a lot depends upon you, too, if you're open to it. And the thing is, you know, we're all very powerful spiritual beings. And if you believe something will work, that can really help it to work, whatever you're doing. Conversely, if you don't think it's going to work, if you think it's a bunch of nonsense, well, you know what? then you're not, it's not going to help you. So your frame of mind and your consciousness, it plays a key role in healing, I think. And whatever you do, it's a lot of it is up to you as well. There's a whole civilization at the underneath Mount Shasta. It's about 100 miles beneath Mount Shasta, called Telos. It's an ancient Lemurian city that's 12,500 years old. It was established by 25,000 people from Lemuria about 12,500 years ago, when the Atlanteans were misusing nuclear and crystalline technology, and they ended up blowing up much of the world. The landmass from that former continent of Lemuria off the west coast of the United States and Canada ended up drifting to the west coast of the US and Canada. And so today, the area from Mount Shasta north all the way to Vancouver Island is actually once part of Lemuria. And that Lemurian energy, I'm told, is still present here. And it's one of the reasons why so many spiritual people gravitate to the area from Mount Shasta north to Vancouver Island. When you're in California and you're driving through Northern California and you drive by Mount Shasta, the vibrations are very high. But a few miles south, maybe 10, 20 miles, it drops off completely. And you don't feel that same high vibration. It's the same as you move east in Oregon past the Cascades. I mean, the Eastern Oregon's a beautiful place, but it's just not the same kind of vibration. Same thing in Eastern Washington, same thing in other parts of British Columbia. In Vancouver, south to Mount Shasta, there's a reason why there's so much psychic and spiritual activity out here and so many healers. I grew up in Olympia, Washington when I was a kid, and I gravitated back here. I've lived all over the world, and I really love the energy here because there's a lot of good ley lines and a lot of good energy coming here from here.
In, or do you have a
jump in? We appreciate any messages from Adama.
What everyone is experiencing, observing in the world, or the chaos that has always been there. Part of it. Just observe and let it go. Even in the politics, what is being seen is not the full story. There's great change happening behind the scenes. Yet not everyone will be privy to the information. Because when there's a battle going on for humanity's consciousness, things will be done that does not make sense. Yet everything is done for a reason. To keep positive, keep looking to the future. We all create our own reality. When one gives in to negative energies, whether it be hate, anger, jealousy, and that you then attract that energy into your reality, and that's all you experience. One needs to open up when one is ready. Go outside one's, how you word it, down this on the surface, outside their comfort zone to move forward. Do not believe everything that you hear. Feel with the heart, as the heart can never be lied to. When one is getting frazzled or unbalanced, just pause, even for a brief moment, and get centered again and be on your way. Shall I keep going?
Please.
Great change is upon the earth, but first needs to move through the energetic levels before it's manifested on the physical. The more people beings that can remain positive and hold the space will greatly help the transformation. Yet, not everyone is ready for it. Within one known family, there may be factions, ones who are ready, ones who are not. Respect the ones who are not ready. For we all make our own choices and have responsibility for our own choices and actions. Yet, place that boundary up. Do not let them push you around. For we all need to be strong now and hold through the transition that's taking place. Even when one's driving, there's no need to swear, finger the person just because they cut you off. Because not everyone is taking the same lessons. Yeah, just send them love. Be in your place. The being here who's challenging me went through that as well. To not get angry at other drivers or other beings for the way they act, but just to see them with love. And I just, there is a different level of consciousness. We all are. It's like a, how do you word it on the surface? A soup, a mixed soup of all this different consciousness. And at times it can get crazy. We just need to all hold our own and do the best we can. No one's perfect. Every being on the surface has issues. We all need to just work through it the best we can, because we'll all be taken care of in the moment arises. Shall I just jump in? You have a question?
Anyone have a question for Adama from the Hollow Earth? Certainly there must be one question here. Yeah, go ahead, Steve. Could you come up to the podium, please? Yeah, quickly. Well, we have this break, slight break. Adama is located in Telos, underneath Mount Shasta, 100 miles beneath Mount Shasta. He exists in a fifth dimensional civilization.
I've been hearing about the Schumann residence and cosmic energy hitting the planet Earth. What would you have to say about that?
Is it going to go higher?
Is it going to go higher, and what is it going to do to the people of the planet?
The energies are bathing the planet right now. Earth is moving through a highly energetic space with photons, and energy from the great central sun is bathing the planet and all beings on it. Even the sun is sending energy to the planet, is helping to raise all beings' energy. Yet, when the higher energy comes across the lower vibrating energy, that lower dense energy gets moved, gets brought to the surface. So what was deep downside gets stirred around and brought up for each being to deal with it, whether it's traumas, loss of a loved one, abuse, you name it. All that will come to the surface, and that is what we are seeing. The ones who are not aware, it comes out as uncontrollable actions. But seen with love, they just don't know what's going on. And there is talk about a solar flare, but it's not what people are going to believe or think. And it will not happen until humanity is ready. Because when that solar flare comes, all dense energies will be washed away. And those who will not give in change, those who not change, will feel the brunt of that solar flare. all that is ready or willing to move forward will move to a new society. Yet, as all timelines, it's fluid. So whenever you hear dates, all the solar flares just around the corner, the dates come and go, because the universe does not go by dates. It'll happen when humanity is ready and we're getting close. No being from the higher realms will give you a date, because the nature of timelines being fluid. Every moment you make a choice, it changes. So just do the inner work. Get all that debris out, and there's a lot. Do not worry about the energies that are coming on. They are lifting the planet, but there's only so much to come in at one time to lift the energies. Just focus on releasing everything out of your own being. Shall I just go on to the next topic? Shall we?
Go ahead. We've got about 6 minutes, 5 minutes left. Go ahead and then go three more minutes, and then I'll wrap up today.
Whenever one hears a message that causes confusion, worriness, hate, is coming from a dark being. But when one feels with the heart, one can never be lied to. It's only when one thinks with the ego mind that one can be tricked. The eyes and ears can be tricked easily, but the heart cannot. So all the beings are given the doom and gloom. Do not listen to them. That is what they want. They want to trick you. All beings from the higher realms give positive messages. So that's how realities change. So it's the belief structure of the collective consciousness of humanity. That is why the other side has worked so hard to control the minds of the humans. You control that. You control.
Hello. Hello, friends. Thank you so much for listening today. I'll be giving a presentation with messages from Professor Albert Einstein and John F. Kennedy, along with my friend Jason from Canada, from Adam on the Hollow Earth. Thank you so much for listening today. Please come down to our Galactic Wisdom Conference today in Olympia, Washington. You'll have a fantastic time, and I guarantee you won't be disappointed. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend, and thank you so much again for listening today. Bye-bye, everyone.